a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Jennifer.
Okay, if you're on the fence about the COVID-19 vaccine, would a little cash talk you into getting it? How about maybe a $50 gift card to your favorite grocery store? Is that enough, Boyd?
I didn't get anything. I just did it.
How about $1.5 million? Would that be enough to entice you if you were on the fence?
If you were on the fence, I'm pretty sure that should get a few people off the fence.
There are a plethora of states that have launched a vaccine lottery. Utah is not one of them. But when I saw the results come in from Ohio, I got an email early this morning from the Utah Department of Health in Ohio. They were really first through the wall.
Yeah.
On this vaccine lottery concept, I thought, we got to talk about it. Could we possibly convince the gov, convince lawmakers to start throwing cash at those who are on the fence? And in 10 minutes, we're going to get Greg Skordas, who is a world-famous prosecutor here in Salt Lake County for years. We've asked him to dive into the details in Utah law, yeah, and he'll tell us if it's even legal.
Yeah, there are definitely some Utah law issues I think they would have to navigate there to make that all
it's
work.
Outlawed here, right?
That's right.
Everybody just goes to Idaho to play the Mega Millions or whatever it is. Okay, so the frenzy really did start in Ohio, where they've got this Vax-a-Million initiative. So Ohio's holding a $1 million lottery every week for 5 weeks. That started on May 24th. Tell me that that would not entice even your conspiracy theorist of all relatives, Boyd.
Yes, as long as the microchip, you know, is part of the implant there, because that's also part of infrastructure. Back to our previous conversation.
Let's fly over to New York. They just unveiled a vax and scratch. I thought that's such an odd.
Yeah, vax
and
not good marketing there.
No. On Thursday, so it gives people who got their first dose a state lottery ticket. So you only get entered for a chance to win. You have to go to one of 10 vaccine sites as well. The grand prize, though, this could be worth it. It was to be $5 million.
Yeah. Fascinating stuff. And of course, the really interesting thing is, what is it actually doing in terms of behavior? Because to me, that's where you always have to get on any kind of program like this, even if it's a lottery. You still have to look at what's the desired result and are you getting that outcome?
Well, the desired result is I win $5 million.
let's get past you on this one, Debbie.
if our goal is to
get everyone vaccinated, are we winning?
Oh, yes. And I'm going to have those details on what Ohio's results have shown when it comes to vaccines. And I think you're going to be surprised, Boyd. Any doubt you had about a lottery actually enticing people to line up for a vaccine is going to be washed away in 2 minutes when I share that data with you. Maryland is in the vaccine lottery game. $40,000 given away daily for 40 days. I mean, this is incredible. A $400,000 drawing on the 4th of July. Total jackpots in the $2 million range.
Wow.
Kentucky, they've got a lottery. It's called the Kentucky Cash Ball. It's a nightly game with a max payout of $225,000. Okay, come on, Kentucky, step up your game.
No, now there is such a thing as a Kentucky cash ball. Like that's a real thing. I've been to one.
Only you would know that. let's see. You have to apparently get vaccinated through certain grocery stores there. Even Hawaii. Hawaii made me laugh when I saw what they're giving away. You know, you think Hawaii would give a trip to Hawaii away.
Ukulele lessons.
They're not giving a trip to Hawaii away. They're giving a trip to Las Vegas away. Isn't that ironic?
Wah, wah, wah.
Well, they were one of the strictest states in the entire nation when it came to COVID and allowing tourists in even out of the country. And they, in fact, are now giving away free trips to Vegas.
Yeah, I think just like New York had a naming problem with their program, I think Hawaii is having a strategy problem in terms of where they're going to send their people.
They're also offering some sort of a barbecue worth $1,000 in catering. And I'm not exactly sure what Zippy's is, but there's a prize there for $6,000. And you get or you can get a dinner for six. So there's lots of different levels of prizes. And wouldn't you be so disappointed if you won the catering?
Especially in Hawaii.
California is intriguing to me because just about everybody can be a winner in that state because they're giving away tons of $50 grocery store gift cards.
Yeah. And I think that's part of Governor Newsom's stay in office strategy. If he can give something to everybody, that will change the dynamic in terms of his perception.
Speaking of the governor.
$50,000. Each one of these balls represents $50,000. Check that individuals receive when
he's
they get their
literally
second
turned
shot.
Himself into
so with
a game
that,
show host.
We will start.
He is a game show host, and I think that's the problem with the state of California is that they're going after an approach of if we just give everybody something, they will like us more, and we will get to stay in power.
But their prices go up to between $50,000 in cash prizes, up to I think the biggest jackpot is $1.5 million, and 10 people can win. 10 people can win. Do you want to find out how Ohio's doing?
I do, but maybe we should have Doug Wright come on and give us that we could win up to dollars.
Where's Doug?
Where's Doug when you need him?
We could win up to dollars. Okay, so
that's about Ohio.
So Boyd, you really probably do care about this same angle that I cared about, which is, does this really work?
Yeah.
Does the vaccine lottery really get people to the vaccine clinics? So I reached out to the Ohio Department of Health yesterday. Took me all afternoon to track down an email and a phone number, but lo and behold, here's what we have. I wish we had a drum roll. Usually Dave does the drum roll. Okay. week one, after they started the lottery. Are you ready for this, Boyd?
I'm ready.
They had a...
Look at nice Amber.
Job.
Amber rocking it today.
106% increase.
Wow.
95,527 more shots week over week when compared to the week before the announcement. Then you go to week number two. Is it sustainable? Well, they did see a drop off, but they still saw a 53% increase or 47,000 more shots week over week when compared to the week before the announcement. And then they also said among those ages 16 and older who were previously eligible, there was a 31% increase. Boyd, I hate to break the news to the anti-lottery folks in Utah, but it appears from what we now know from the Ohio Department of Health, because they were first through the wall on this vaccine lottery, that the vaccine lottery there, where they're giving away cash prizes, and also I want to note scholarships to kids who are vaccinated, scholarship money. It's working, Boyd.
Yeah, it is interesting. And the thing that I'm going to be most interested in tracking here is, one, how many of how sustainable is this over time? So first week, second week, third week, numbers look good, but they are going down at almost the same rate as other places that don't have lotteries. So even here in the state of Utah, we had this big spike, and as many vaccines as were available, we were knocking those out, and then, of course, we've started to trail off. Will the same thing happen here? And the other big question is, how many of these folks will show up for the second dose of the vaccine?
Can I tell you in about 3 minutes how few vaccines Utah administered in the last several days? And when you compare it to what Ohio's seeing now that it's doing the lottery, we're going to draw that comparison straight ahead. And we all know that Utah outlaws this mega million lottery or whatever they call it. Does that mean a vaccine lottery is illegal in Utah, too? We're going to ask Legal Greg Skordas straight ahead.
Dave and Dujanovic. Here's some exciting news. Dave and Dujanovic are now with you all the way to noon.
This is Tim and Amanda. Listen for breaking news from 5 to 9.
And then discussion of the news with Dave and Debbie from 9 to noon.
On KSL News Radio.
I'm live with Ron Zarbuck. He's the owner of Spherion of Utah. Good morning once again, Ron.
Good morning, Debbie. So great to be here again.
We're so excited to hear about all of the job opportunities through your company, and we really appreciate you sponsoring this hour of the Dave and Dujanovic Show. Let's tell our listeners who are just tuning in about the hundreds of job opportunities that Spherion offers.
Well, as you know, Spherion is a staffing and recruiting company, and we work with the best, the top companies along the Wasatch Front, both national and local. We call our employees talent, and it's very important nowadays that you, that each of you want to share your talents with companies that are in great need of your talent. I think that's the number one most important reason why we all need to get back to work and share our talent and love what you do.
Ron,
you know, one thing I want. Yeah,
no,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Ron. Sorry.
I just wanted to talk about this might be a time because there's such a high demand in talent. It's a good time to upgrade your career. Make sure that you are doing something that you love, that it is compensating you fairly. A lot of companies are stepping up and paying more incentives, tuition reimbursements, experience, advancements, and all sorts of things. So it's a good time to make sure you're upgrading your career, and that could be with your current organization.
And Ron, can Spherion help people with that?
We certainly can. I mean, we are your agent as an employee. We coach you. We assess you to find out what you love. We can match you to companies that you fit. We have over 600 job openings, all sorts of them, all along the Wasatch Front, at all sorts of pay levels. So we can really help you with that.
I love also that you have 7 branches along the Wasatch Front. Tell our listeners how they can learn more information about Spherion and all the job opportunities your company offers, Ron.
To learn more about Spherion, just go to spherion.com/Utah, call one of our offices, and we can help you and find the best opportunity for you.
Ron, before I let you go, I really do want to give our listeners and those who are looking for a job a sense of hope. Give us your take so they can feel some hope when they're out there in the job market.
Well, you know, Utah is one of the greatest growing markets in the whole country. We're full of hope. There's great jobs. There's great opportunities. We can help coach and assess you and to make sure that you are going to be successful. We are successful only when you are successful. So that's what we want. That's how we want to help you. And it's no cost to you whatsoever.
That's good to know, Ron. Ron Zarbuck, owner of Spherion of Utah. We so appreciate your time during this hour of the Dave and Dujanovic Show.
Dave and Dujanovic.
It's kind of ironic that Hawaii is offering residents who get vaccinated the chance to win a trip to Las Vegas.
It's just wrong. I'm going to say it out loud. It's just wrong.
Boyd Matheson in today for Dave Noriega. I'd take a trip to Hawaii.
Yeah, that I would take. If I live in Hawaii, am I going to Vegas in the summer? I don't think so.
In light of all of the vaccine lotteries that are popping up across the country, we've got one in New York that just came online. They're giving away a grand prize of $5 million. Maryland even joined the vaccine lottery fund, $40,000 daily lotteries for 40 days. They're giving away $40,000 to somebody who's been vaccinated. And then there's Ohio. They were first ones through the wall. And I thought that the results were so impressive that we had to reopen this can of worms. They have had, first of all, they've given away scholarships to kids who've been vaccinated, teenagers who've been vaccinated. And also they're holding a $1 million lottery every week for 5 weeks. And that started at the end of May. Weren't you impressed by the data, the results, Boyd?
Yeah, the numbers are huge. And if they can sustain those numbers, then that's a game changer for the state of Ohio.
You mean sustain the increase in vaccines? Well, they only have a couple more weeks of the giveaway. They've seen a 106% increase, 95,527 more COVID vaccine shots week over week in week one when compared to the week before. Then the second week of the lottery, they saw a 53% increase, about 47,000 more shots week over week when compared to the week before the announcement. Greg Skordas, Lotteries are illegal in Utah, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's right there in our Utah State Constitution, Article 6, Section 27. The legislature shall not authorize any lottery under any pretense for any purpose.
They put it in the Constitution?
Yeah.
That is chapter and verse, Debbie.
There you go.
So if the legislature or the governor got a wild hair and said, "Hey, we're gonna figure out a way to do this," it would actually require a constitutional amendment before you could even begin thinking about it.
Or more appropriately, a change in the name of what you're doing. You just can't use the word lottery. You can't use gamble. You can't use game of chance. I mean, maybe there's a different way to articulate it or spell it out, but it can't be any form of a lottery in Utah.
That's
absolutely prohibited.
How about we call it the early retirement plan?
Papa Shop.
Greg, these kinds of, and you were a prosecutor for so many years, and I know I've covered stories when I was with KSL TV and other news organizations about these lotteries that would pop up from time to time or giveaways, enter, you know, and get a chance to win. Even like stores or maybe, you know, local fairs would. So how are they getting away with it?
So there's three words that you have to remember, and maybe it would apply in this case, and that's no purchase necessary. So if you go to, let's say, a convenience store or a fast food restaurant, and they say we're having the lottery, the giveaway, and you say, "I don't want your product, I'm not buying anything, but I do want a chance to win," and they have to give you a ticket, they have to give you a chance to win, law, because you didn't have to make a purchase to get in. And that could be a tweak where this would work. I mean, I think it'd be a tough legal issue. Well, they're not really paying anything. They're just getting a vaccine. But that could be the only way this could slide through our constitutional prohibition.
So you basically would have to give everyone a lottery ticket even if they didn't get a shot, right? If you were kind of in the spirit of no purchase necessary, wouldn't you also have to have like a no shot necessary?
But they're not charging for the shot. What do you think, Greg?
Yeah, I mean, those are great questions. You guys are so good. And because you're not really purchasing anything, but you're sort of giving up your sore arm for 24 hours. Maybe even your disposition for a day, and whether the courts would decide that that's a purchase or putting something into the equation would remain to be seen. We just can't call it a lottery.
Well, I do know that giveaways work. I mean, we could give away chapstick at a KSL News Radio remote, you know, live, or hand out plastic water bottles, and people flock to get this stuff for free, Greg. So clearly the reason the lottery, you know, the Mega Millions or whatever they call it these days works, I haven't played it in years because I'm always a big loser, they work. People enter because they hope they can win something. So to me, in my mind, maybe this is worth a more serious look other than the big no we've gotten from Capitol Hill. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think we should reevaluate the laws anyway. I mean, so many lotteries in these states benefit schools, public utilities, things that are going on that you could help. But Utah is so adamantly opposed to games of chance and gambling and lottery, it's probably not going to happen. I mean, we thought the same thing about legalized marijuana or same-sex marriage. And so, you know, the times, they are a-changing. But I don't know that we're ready to take this step toward legalizing lotteries in Utah.
But you got to keep an eye on the success rate when it comes to vaccinating more people in states like Ohio. And frankly, that's the only data I have. I didn't reach out to, you know, California or Hawaii or Kentucky to see how many additional people have gotten vaccinated. But let me share with you some of the data that I saw come across our email, because the Department of Health here in Utah puts out the vaccine count every day. And in some cases, there were days when we just had, you know, a few thousand people vaccinated compared to the thousands in the beginning when it was first brought to the state back in like January, realistically. And so it seems as though the interest is waning, Greg. I was kind of hopeful that this discussion would maybe I don't know, entice Boyd to kind of come over to the lottery idea, but I don't think we're winning any points with Boyd Matheson here, Greg.
You know, it's sad, too, because, Debbie, we want people to get vaccinated, but we can't force them to. And Utah would love to have its numbers higher. I mean, we're not even at 50% vaccination rate, which a lot of states are much higher than that. And so some incentive to get people to show up, besides the idea that it probably saves your life, which doesn't seem to be a great enough incentive to a lot of people, but some incentive might make sense. And whether we can tweak the lottery idea to get people to jump in would certainly be an interesting thing for our legislature and our governor to look at.
Yeah, Greg Skordas, thanks for weighing in on that. This is all about doing the right thing. And while we can play to the hope of a lottery, hope is not a strategy. It's the education piece. And looking at the long haul, I think, is what we've got to get to. All right. I'm Boyd Matheson, sitting in for Dave Noriega today alongside Debbie Dejanovic. You're listening to Dave and Dejanovic. Much more to come. Hour number three, straight ahead.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.